Well, the Georgia Cotton Commission held their annual meeting earlier this week where Commission Board Member Marvin Ruark says they hope producers were able to gain some valuable info.
Had a real good agenda. I think a lot of uncertainties with the new farm bill being talked about. So farmers are very interested in where we're going from here.
And speaking on the subject of the farm bill was National Cotton Council's John McGuire, who told producers that cotton's particular proposal is specific to their needs.
Because we've got to work through both budget and trade policy challenges that are a little unique to us. So we have a program that we've proposed, and it's a little different than what our growers are used to.
McGuire then went into details regarding some of those differences.
The last farm bill included the acre program, which was a revenue-based program that the grain and oilseed groups liked. It didn't work very well for cotton for a number of reasons, primarily because our prices were low compared to other commodities and it used a priced history. And there were also some sacrifices that producers had to make. You had to give up part of your marketing loan, part of your direct payment. And as we move forward to this farm bill with the kind of budget constraints that we're under, a revenue product looks a little more attractive. And we've learned from some of the things that growers didn't like about the last set of revenue plans. So I think this year everybody's looking at revenue. Everybody's looking at a shallow loss revenue plan because that's all we can afford. And then we're looking at an insurance product as opposed to an FSA product, which just makes us a little different.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.